What's good and welcome back to the Pure Slap Show. Today we're going to be doing an album review on Slim 400 Shake Back album. Y'all already know. So here we go. Rod, tell me a little bit about Slim 4.
Alright, son. So Slim 4 or Blim 4, you know what I mean? Was born in Germany. His pops was in the military and was stationed in Germany.
Okay, I was like, Germany?
Yeah,
okay,
that's what I thought too. I thought the same thing. And then, you know what I mean, around 11 months, just before he turned one, he came to California, to the States, and been in Compton ever since.
Okay.
He wasn't born, but he was for surely raised in Compton.
All the memories in Compton. Ain't no memories in Germany.
Exactly. Or Bompton, you know what I mean?
Bompton.
We might got to switch it up. We got to catch ourselves.
Yeah, Blim Foe from Bompton. Got it, sir.
And, you know, with that being said, you know, he was in Treetop Pyrus since a youngster. You know what I mean? And that's where he got his rap name, 400, from the block, from his hood.
Oh, okay.
From his hood. So in 2008, Slim 400 or Blim 400 signed to Pusha Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Label owned by YG, DJ Mustard, and Ty Dolla $ign. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big trio right there.
That's what I'm saying. That's a big three. Yeah, that's for surely.
Yeah, for them to come up together and, you know, start that label, that's a big move. That's crazy.
Those three dudes right there, they can make a slap themselves. You know, you got Mustard on the beat, Ty Dolla $ign on the hook, and YG gassing.
Yep, and, you know, for a lot of these people that come up, like, you know, YG obviously had major part to do with that trio even being famous, him and Mustard. But a lot of people nowadays probably don't even know, you know, Ty Dolla $ign came up with them because, you know, he doesn't really, you know, I wouldn't say associate with them that much. Obviously, he makes the songs with them, but a lot of people probably don't even know that he was that closely involved with YG and Mustard
during his come up, for sure. Yeah. Now, yeah, they used to make all the slaps together, but I know what you mean. They're a little distancing a little bit.
Yeah, and he blood gang too, so, you know, a lot of people probably didn't know that.
Man, I didn't even know that. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Hey, you learn something new every day.
Yep, Ty Dolla.
Yes, sir.
Banging.
So YG put him on because they're from the same hood, you know what I mean? And YG had him make the songs. Bruising was one of his first songs. Hopped on that beat with YG, and then they had Sad Boy Loco on that one too. That song was slapping. I got just under 25 million views on YouTube right now.
25 mil on one song.
Yes, man, that's crazy. And he dropped that on the second EP called All Blastic.
All Blastic. That sound like a Blim 4 album.
Hey, right, straight from the jump, he let him know what it was. All Blastic.
Man.
Yes, sir. So then he started really gaining attention when he was featured on songs with YG, like, you know what I'm saying, City Mad. And then he got that other slap, Word Is Bond. You know, hey, Word Is Bond is the one. That's just slap.
Yeah. And they shot that video. You know, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just thinking off the top of my head right now. They shot that video in Japan.
What?
I want to say, you know, I could be wrong, but, you know, the way it's playing back in my head, the Word Is Bond video is shot like in Japan or some shit like that.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
We're going to go run that back. You know, if I find that link, you know, I'll throw that link on thepeerslapshow.com so you can go back and watch that after this.
Yes, sir. And then in June 2019, just last year, shortly after Nip passed, R.I.P. Nip. Man, he got Slim 400, Blim 400 got shot 9 times in his own hood.
Damn.
Yeah, he was just going to visit his family before a business trip, and they caught him slipping.
Yeah. No, I definitely you know, I tried to look into that and find out the information. And the whole thing is crazy. Like, you know, he said he was riding around with some homies and he hopped out the whip at a family member's house. You know, he was just going to say, what's up? Stop by, you know, check in with the fam real quick. And he hopped out the whip you know, and some dudes just let off on him. Nine shots
hit him. That's crazy.
Yeah, nine shots hit him.
Yeah, there was way more. He said it was just they was just busting at him.
Yeah, yeah. From you know, he said he felt about three to four, and then you know after that he don't really remember much. You know, other than that,
man, that's crazy.
You know, but thank God he was at his family member's house. So, you know, they was, you know, when they came out, they helped him out a lot because, you know, it's a family member right there. Could, if it was a random falling on your lawn that just got shot nine times, you might not be running out there to, you know, to go help him or pull him inside or something.
Nah,
you know?
Especially while the shooters are still shooting.
While they're there, yeah. Yeah, so, for sure. So thank God sad it happened, but, you know, it happened there. So that was a blessing right there. And, you know, this is just, you know, things I've picked up from, you know, hearing Slim 400 talk about it so many times. But you know, he did say also, you know, on his I ain't gonna say too much type of hype, you know, he's been asked, you know, did anyone shoot back at them, you know, that was there, and he's like, you know what, I was there getting shot, so I wasn't focused on where the bullets were coming from, which direction they were going. I just heard gunshots. So I can't even speak on if anyone was there. Yeah. If someone was on my block, maybe across the street, if they let something go, I don't know. He goes, I was just,
just heard bullets flying.
He had his own situation to deal with, man. I guess, at the time.
I guess.
And he just gonna keep it quiet on it. Even if he did know something, you know, he stick to the G code. He ain't gonna, run off and let anything out anyway. How you supposed to do? But you know, for Dan, you know, other than that, not sure if you knew, but back in his teenage years, I don't quite remember if it was 18 or 19, but he was actually shot back then also.
Oh, what?
In his arm and his back.
Damn.
I don't know if that was one bullet that went through the arm and hit his back, or if it was two shots hit the arm and hit the back. But you know, this guy, man.
Okay, so that's why he'd be talking about third life. Fourth life.
Mother, he's a survivor.
Yeah, for sure.
Goddamn, sure. Soldier.
That's crazy, man. How you survive two shootings?
Yeah, and then, and then that's why he called this one the Shake Back album. You know, he took all that, and he's with the Shake Back.
Shake Back. Now. It's time, yep. For real.
And, you know, he damn near fully recovered. I think aside from him losing his hearing in his left ear, you know, where he took a bullet, you know, he's fully shook back. This fool, you know, he ain't got no limp in the walk.
Man, that's why he thanked the shooters for buying their bullets at Walmart.
Hey.
Said shout out to them for that.
Man, that's a real one right there.
Hey, for real. Man, that's crazy though, man. Like you said, it's crazy. It's sad it happened. Crazy it happened, but good thing he's still here with us.
Yep, and he, he made it clear that, you know, this is what he signed up for. This is the life he chose. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is. It comes with the territory. You know, some days it might just happen. It might just happen one day. It might be your day, you know?
Yeah. You know what else he made clear though? That he's still out here.
Still out here.
Man, for sure. Holla.
Man. Said he just wasn't maneuvering right that day, but he maneuvering right now. He ain't gonna let that shit happen again.
Yeah, head on a swivel.
For sure. You know, and then in this album, he definitely, you know, you can hear the things he's kind of looking out for now. And, you know, in the lyrics, you can see how this is might have changed him a little bit. He might not admit he's changed from this. But in the bars, you can hear it, like the way, you know, maybe he's looking at his homies a little differently now, you know?
Yep. I feel you on that one, especially from the jump from track one. But you can hear it throughout most of the songs that he's talking about that, and he still got that on his mind for sure. Yeah, so you could definitely see a change in his lyrics and whatnot. Back to the shooting. So shortly after him getting shot, Young Dolph reached out to him, you know what I mean, to tell him to be safe. And they first started, you know what I'm saying, communicating when Nip passed, you know what I'm saying, again, RIP Nip. Young Dolph and Slim 400 linked up, started communicating, and then Young Dolph reached out to him again after the shooting, and that's how they came up with the hit single for this album, Shake Back. feature
Yeah.
Dolph. That one, that's a slap. And the crazy
Because Young Dolph himself has, you know, been through a lot of the same situation as well.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And
Yeah.
the cover art for this single was actually pretty dope. It was a tombstone with Slim 400's born birth date, and then it had his death date, which was the date of the shooting, but it was crossed out. So
Damn.
it was pretty dope. That was a pretty dope cover art for this single.
Man, that's some deep shit right
Yeah,
there.
you know what I mean? I was like, okay, I caught that after looking. I was like, okay, that's pretty clean.
Hey, and the bar he comes in with, Slim Fo, that shit hard as fuck. Hopped about the grave. I
Yep.
got shit to
And
do.
he came with it though, straight out.
Man.
Yep.
Hey, that shit hard.
So yeah, so then getting into the album, you know what I mean, this the whole thing got to be a shout out to his bounce back from the tragedy and the fact that he's still alive. He got features on this album, like Young Dolph, Yella Beezy, G-Eazy, and you know a few more on there.
Okay, he ain't take it easy on them, huh? He
Nah,
got
that's for sure.
some heavy hitters in here.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah, he's coming with some heat on this one. So getting into it, you know what I mean, you got track one, One by One. This one, the beat is like it's a YG West Coast beat from the jump. And he comes out, you know what I'm saying, talking about how this fourth life is a charm, and you know, he's just appreciating it from the jump.
Yeah, this song he definitely you know, he doesn't talk about too much of what happened that night or anything leading up to getting shot or even getting shot, but he talks a lot about what he remembers, you know, after getting shot, like, you know, the hospital, what was going on in there,
Yep.
you know, the people who are around, things like that. So he gets into detail, you know, about, you know, what he could recall from after getting shot, after waking up and coming back.
Yep, and seeing everybody hurting.
Being revived multiple times,
Yep, exactly.
all that.
Looking at how it affects everybody and whatnot. How
No, yeah, that's deep. That's a deep album. It was I mean, that's a deep song. He definitely put it together well.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's a slap right there. That's a slap. What you think?
And then,
What you think about track two?
yeah, so track two, Bracken Through the Ghetto, featuring Sada Baby. You know, when it first came on, the instant vibe that I got, that it immediately reminded me of with that bass was Act Right by Yo Gotti, YG, and Young Jeezy. That shit just, it reminded me of that. But then once the beat actually hit, then it got into the different type of vibe.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the song. I think that's the song I was trying to think of, because I could not figure out where I heard that beat from Signs, and I swear I was going through all the songs on my phone, and I was like, where did I hear this beat? Thinking of all
Man,
kinds of people. I forgot who I looked up. I went to YG, couldn't find it, but I didn't listen to all the songs, obviously.
that
I was just skipping
should have give
through.
you a headache when you can't find out some shit like that. So
Hey man, I swear
if you go back
I
and
was gonna ask
listen.
the listeners. I was gonna tell them to at me on IG when if they can tell me what song that track beat sounds like.
Well, let me know, you know, let us know
Yeah.
if is that does it remind you of Act Right or not? I mean, I could be wrong, but when I heard it, I was like, oh shit, you know, this that. You know, I'm going back to the bay. That's
Yeah,
immediately
okay.
what I
See,
thought
I can
of,
see
man.
that. I can see that. But yeah, at me on IG at Slap Show Goer and let me know what you think or what that beat reminds you of.
Definitely. And then you know, one of the bars that stood out for me on this song was same old blim, nine shots, ain't learned nothing.
Man, ain't changing.
Ain't
Ain't change.
changing.
Like I said,
Still with the
yeah,
shit.
like I
Nine
said, he's
shots.
still
What?
out here. What's up? Come with it, but don't come at all. Nah, yeah, Slim, he crazy.
Man,
Blim, he crazy.
how about track three?
Yeah, track three, you know what I'm saying? This is the one with this is the G-Eazy feature. Then they got Derek King on the hook, you know what I'm saying, singing the hook.
Slap.
This one for surely for the groupies who be choosing.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, G-Eazy verse on here though. That shit, man.
I swear on features, he come hard.
That shit was gas. He gassed his shit,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he
man.
come hard on the features. If she looks,
And
she
then
took.
and Derek King on the hook,
Yeah,
that hook was going.
he was saying that for sure. And the Slim came hard on here talking about a clingy female, you know what I mean? Hit my city for a week, she ain't want to leave. You know what I mean? So he came with it.
Nah, yeah, definitely Slim. He came with it on all these songs.
Yeah, nah, yeah, he was gassing, but yeah, you're right. The Jeezy definitely gassed that song.
All
right,
so yeah, so hopping straight out of that into track four.
Yep, All Access.
All Access.
Yeah, this one's a cool one. You know, the beat's pretty fast. I don't really know if it slaps or not. The beat slapping or not. I can't. You know,
a little too fast.
Yeah.
Or not enough bass or what's going on?
Yeah, it's
with
a little too fast. A little different. You know what I mean? He came different. He came with a different theme for this song, a different idea too. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about he need a real thought. This one's for the Tatianas.
The Tatianas.
This one's for the Tatianas for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So that might be why he chose a little different beat like that, fast beat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
But
yeah, maybe this wasn't made for you to slap. You know, maybe this was made for the Tatianas.
Yeah,
to slap.
You know what I mean? That might be why it's a little off for me.
Yeah, so it ain't that it's not a slap. It's just this one ain't for you.
Pretty
ain't
much.
For us.
There you go. There you go. Pretty much. And then let you know then, track five.
Yep, switching up the vibe all up again with Who Hatin'.
Man.
And this one's just letting you know that you can't trust the motherfucking soul right here.
Nope, for real. It's that slower beat, that beat you throw on when you creeping on some smirkish.
Yeah, and then the things he's talking about in this song, you know, it's like everyone's looking at me. I'm trying to figure out who hates.
Yep.
Like, man, like I don't even know who to trust
can't
anymore.
Even
everyone's
tell.
Everyone's out here with their eyes on me.
Yep. Keep your head on the swivel.
You know, you can never tell if they're just watching out for you, if they're trying to, you know, make a move. They're plotting on you or what? What's going on? You know, so, yeah, definitely this song. This is one of my favorites off the album, Who Hatin'.
This is a smooth one for sure. Yeah, and then jumping into track six, She Want It All. He got Yella Beezy on here and Steals.
Yella Beezy.
Yella Beezy pretty clean, you know what I'm saying? He's a newer artist, too. But he be coming with the slaps, you know what I'm saying? He got a couple bangers that I definitely added to my slaps playlist.
Yeah, same. I got a few songs here and there.
Yeah. This one right here, this one's a slap though. This beat's knocking.
Mm-hmm.
This beat be knocking for sure. This one's for the gold diggers. She wanted all.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
None less.
Yep. What we got going with track seven?
Track seven is John Doe featuring D3.
Leaving niggas with no names.
Man, no names, unidentifiable.
Unidentifiable. Checking the teeth.
Yep, you can't, man. They don't know who you are, so they just going to call you John Doe. That's it. Out here
man,
talking about these folks out here living in the wrong lane. You know what I mean?
You can see the type of the mindset he must have been in with this song right here that you, man, John Doe.
Yep, hey, you know what I'm saying? That's he's still out here. They're looking for him. He said he got hit 9 times, still ain't the same. Still walking down the block, chucking up the gang. Yeah, Slim. This one's a slap.
Sometimes you gotta let the bar sink in a little bit.
Yeah, listen to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And track eight
with that shake back with Young Dolph. This is actually the first song he even released, after getting shot.
Yep.
I think you mentioned that a little earlier. First song after getting shot, he came back with Young Dolph. So this one is just straight on his shake back shit, letting everyone know he's back. And, this one is slap right here for sure.
Yeah, this one's going. Honestly, I ain't really been a big fan of Dolph, but he came hard on this one. This one's a slap right here. He got that usual trap talk on this one. You know,
yeah,
a
yeah.
Different.
Yeah, same. Young Dolph. Never really. It's not that.
I shouldn't say I'm not a big fan, but yeah, I don't really listen to him.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anyone, you know, put me onto his music
exactly.
Yet, or introduce me to it. So I never really got into it. I heard his name multiple times, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So until this song, and you know, I'm sure I probably heard a song or two before if they were on. You know, Sirius XM or something like that, but I never really got into it until this song here, the Shake Back.
The Shake Back, yeah, he came with on this one.
Yeah, for sure. What's good with track nine?
Track nine, Dime a Dozen. It's a beat by Psycho. The beat slap, the beat's cool. Be knocking in the whip for sure. And all his songs, this is another one, all his songs, he's talking about the shootings, you know what I mean? It's still on his mind throughout this whole album.
Oh yeah, heavy on the mind.
And then this one, I think he's talking to Tekashi in this one right here. He said, scary ass nigga want the fame right, can't rap for a shit, but think he tight.
Okay, nah. Okay, yeah, I can see that, I can see that.
But yeah, this another one where, you know, he's just talking about the shooting and how he keeps his head on the swivel and whatnot.
All right, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, just real quick to time out from this album, you know, you mentioned Tekashi. Yeah. So, you know, for those who don't know, or maybe, you know, that's all you know about Slim 4ONE, he definitely had a, you know, an ongoing beef with 6ix9ine. You know, it was 6ix9ine back in his day before the snitching. You know, when back then everyone was just getting at him for being the pedophile, being the guy with the rainbow hair, and Slim 4ONE and YG calling him out on that. You know, calling, you know, they knew from the jump he ain't really about it.
Yeah, it just it bugs just Slim got
everyone fooled. Everyone is fooled. So Slim 4ONE and YG was, you know, they was definitely calling him out on it.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, Slim wasn't feeling it from the jump, though. You know what I'm saying? As soon as Tekashi kept talking about there was nobody there to check him, or people wasn't checking his gangster or anything like that, you know, Slim wasn't feeling that. And that's when, you know what I'm saying, him and YG started applying pressure. But there was a complex con in Long Beach in November 2018. And you finished slamming all of them, was already up in there, and Tekashi pulled up, and Slim was getting valet, supposedly. This is off us, what Slim said.
Okay, so they didn't really get inside yet. They was right outside the door.
Yeah, exactly. So they was just getting valeted, and then Tekashi pulled up. You know, Tekashi pull up, you know what I'm saying? They jibber jabbing back and forth, and Tekashi's like, I'm in your hood.
Yeah, but this ain't just Tekashi alone, I'm sure. This is Tekashi with, you know, probably five or six armed bodyguards.
With the Niners linemen with pistols, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Big old dudes in front of him.
Man, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's popping off. I'm in your hood. And Slim's like, bro, he's like, he's telling him, blood, you got to come up here. These are the doors you need to go through.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get up in the building.
You got to go right here. This is where you're trying to get. You got to
come up in these doors, bro. So what are you doing? You're getting pushed back by your security.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
So then Tekashi ended up leaving, supposedly because of probation. That was his explanation, of course, the next day. No, he couldn't get in trouble. So,
he loved giving explanations, huh?
Yeah, exactly. He's always trying to explain something, as we all know these days.
What you need me to explain, I got you.
I'll explain whatever.
Whatever.
So then that's when you got the back and forth with Tekashi and Slim, you know what I'm saying, on the social media, talking about each other and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, back then, Slim 4ONE, he definitely released a few songs at him, too. You know, it was 6ix9ine. I don't think he actually put any songs out towards Slim 4ONE or YG, but he definitely, you know, was on his Instagram trolling game, trying to talk shit on there a lot. So there was definitely back and forth a lot prior to them meeting. But I think it's safe to say that Slim took the dub on that one for sure, on that encounter.
I'll just end it at only one of them was in ComplexCon that day.
Yeah.
Only one of them went in.
That sums it up right there. That makes it clear.
Yeah, that makes it clear who took the dub.
Yep. So back to the album, yeah, I can see that, you know, that being a shot at 6ix9ine.
For sure.
Yeah, even recently, when 6ix9ine had first tweeted, "I'm going live," you know, this day, Slim 4ONE retweeted Adam like, "But you a snitch though," with the rat emoji. Man, but you a snitch though.
Yeah, what does going live mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, So back to the album review. That was definitely a slap though. Track 9.
Yeah.
Track 10, No Spit. Jesus Christ. Like, I don't think I can't really slap this one. This shit nasty.
This is a whole other height.
This shit, man. This another one. Probably not for the fellas to be slapping this shit. This shit.
Big keys. Nah.
I got my limits on the shit I could be slapping around here, and that ain't the one for me.
Nah, I feel that for
and
sure.
Again, that's not saying it's not a slap. It just ain't a slap for me.
Yep.
Nah, yeah, but yeah. After I played that one, I was I got my Febreze bottle full of holy water and sprayed it around the truck one time. had to clear the air.
Had to purify it. Man, that's a dirty one. That's nasty. What you think about track 11? That hoe nigga featuring Desert Baby.
Hey, that one go right there. That one definitely made it into my playlist.
Yeah, that's the one. You know what I'm saying? He brought it back. Brought it back to what the album was about, the vibes of the album.
Yeah, right back. Shook back with it in shake back mode.
Yep. Hey, you know what I mean? Just like how he's supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
I mean, then we got track 12, Martin Luther featuring Quincy White.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you know what I mean? I wasn't really feeling the beat. Kind of sounded like a video game song to me, like I'm playing Super Mario or something, like a little slower tone.
Okay, yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, but you feel me? The story or the vibe and what the song is about, you know, I can feel that. You know what I'm saying? He's a street nigga trying to tell these youngsters, you know what I'm saying, to do right. You know, not to do what he's doing, but to listen to him, hear him out, you know what I'm saying? Let him lead the way.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly, you feel me? So, yeah, that's a cool one right there.
The content was definitely there. I feel you on that one. I mean, yeah, the beat could have been, you know, obviously we're looking for a straight slap. So, you know, sometimes you got to hit them with that, you know, more of that hip hop type of vibe. So, I mean, he just switched it up a little bit. It's cool. It's everything. I see what you mean. Definitely the content was there for sure.
Yep. And then, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he gave a little nip shout out with the take the good with the bad marathon. Who race? Keep a hater out my face. I swear to God, I don't hate.
Bars,
you know what I mean? So the little nip with the marathon right there, but overall it was a cool song. I'm feeling it. Besides the beat, I'll still slap it for sure.
Yeah, so now definitely that the whole album though, if you ain't heard it yet and you're hearing this right now, it's something slap you guys that. Should definitely check out.
Slap that.
Yeah, there's definitely slaps in there. The bars, there's some gems. You just gotta listen hard. And, you know, some of them got to sink in. You got to really pay attention.
Signs, if you want to tell these people one song to make them want to go download this album, listen to one song. What song are you going to tell them to listen to?
No, I'm going to put them on that Who Hating.
On that Who Hating, huh? So you're going to take them to track 5?
Off top.
You know what I mean? That's that one. You keep your head on the swivel. You know what I'm saying? You never know who out here hating on you.
Nah, definitely. I'm on that hype for sure. So yeah,
that's that snakes in the grass type shit.
They everywhere.
Man,
they might be in the grass. They might be in the passenger seat. You know, it could be anywhere.
For sure. Right there with you, huh? Ryan with you. You never know.
Right there.
Man, that's crazy.
Nah, definitely. Who hating? That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you? Which one are you going to put someone on?
You know, me, I'm feeling the bars and the gas. And so I'm going to have to say that track 3. She won't leave me alone because, you know, G-Eazy came hard on that one. Slim came hard on that one. And Derrick King, you know, he was singing that hook. That's a slap right there.
Definitely a slap. That's a cool one.
Yeah, for the females, you know what I mean? Just some gas for him.
I feel it. So
you got to gas him up.
they're doing the job. They're doing the job.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to throw this on the website, too, so people can, you know, let us know which song you would put someone on. Are you going to go ahead and, you know, go with me? You're going to agree with me on the Who Hating? That's the song you'll put someone on? Or you going to go a Ride the Goer and goer. Put them on that She Won't Leave Me Alone?
Yes, sir.
You know, let us know. So go to thepureslapshow.com and go ahead and click that Who Put You On and let us know. Was it Signs or the Goer?
Choose up. All right, y'all. That's going to wrap it up for episode 2 of the Pure Slap Show. Our album review of Slim 400 Shake Back.
Hold up.
Yes, sir. Dropped April 2020. Go ahead and check it out. Matter of fact, we're going to make it easy for you. Go ahead and visit our site, thepureslapshow.com, and we're going to link it in there for you. So you can just click the link and go ahead and slap all the songs, download it, do what you got to do.
Click that.
Yes, sir. And while you're at it, go ahead and visit our IG at thepureslapshow.
Follow.
Go ahead and check out my IG at slapshowgoer and my co-host.
At slapshowsigns. Hit that follow.
Yee.
And we out.